Let's talk a little bit about the patient with a HER2 positive tumor in the adjuvant setting. How do you go about deciding whether or not to include trastuzumab in the adjuvant regimen?
The data that's come up from the adjuvant trastuzumab is extremely exciting. It improves on the best conventional therapy. The hazard ratio is 0.5, so it reduces the chance of recurrence by 50%, so doubles the best conventional therapy that we have at the moment. So in terms of the value of adding trastuzumab to our conventional therapies, I think it's well proven. The toxicity profile is favorable in terms of its benefit. So in terms of any patient who is node positive or has node negative but high-risk disease, I think the answer is clear that trastuzumab has a role to play. Where trastuzumab is a little controversial is in the patient who has low risk of distant relapse, a patient under 1 centimeter or 1.2 centimeters, node negative with HER2 positive breast cancer. That is slightly more controversial. And I think it has to be based on individual risk. Interestingly, the data that came from Finland, the FinHER study that was published in the New England Journal, may give us a little bit of insight as to what we should do in the future. In the FinHER study, patients only received trastuzumab for a total of 9 weeks, as opposed to the adjuvant trials that were done in the US, which gave adjuvant trastuzumab for 1 year. In the FinHER study, the hazard ratio was similar to that in the US studies. The hazard ratio was 0.5, and yet trastuzumab was only given for 9 weeks.
As opposed to 1 year in the other studies.
Correct. So is there some indication that perhaps for lower risk patients that we could get away with a shorter duration of trastuzumab therapy? And that's something I believe should be studied in multicenter studies.